Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we turn our attention to somebody who covers it all, not just South Florida, but the entire state. He's been to so many events. You get a chance to see some of the top players, Andrew Ivins from 24/7 Sports. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you're a busy man. This is a busy time of year for you. Thanks a lot for dropping by.
Absolutely, Blue. How you doing, man?
Good. I appreciate you, man. I watch you. You're like the Energizer Bunny. You're in Bradenton one weekend. You're up north. You know what? You've had an opportunity to see a lot of these kids. At the IMG event when they had the top elite kids, getting a chance to see some of the Miami commitments. Talk about that, because I think that the fans listening want to know all about Francis Maruyagoa and players of that caliber. I think Riley Williams is going to be one of those big time players as well.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it wasn't too long ago Miami couldn't really get a foot in the door at IMG Academy. Now it's kind of Miami South or West or whatever you want to call it. You know, there's a ton of hurricane flavor there. Francis Maruyagoa, there's been a strong run of offensive linemen to come out of that school, and I think Francis Maruyagoa is up there with Evan Neal and some of those other guys. You know, they got a few guys playing on Sundays. I mean, he's a freak athlete, and I think he's everything Miami needs. Left tackle, right tackle, whatever they can get. So I think Miami fans should be very excited about him.
You know, the recruiting class itself, I mean, it's loaded with athletes. Some people know about, some people don't. We know about Ray Joseph, who's a tremendous football player, somebody that was committed to Clemson. We know about kids like the Washington brothers who played here at Killian last year and now at Palmetto. But there's that unknown. There's guys like, the kid Emery Williams from up in the Panhandle. There's Jaden Wayne, who's mysteriously went from a 5-star to a 4-star when he committed to Miami. And a guy who I think is going to be somebody really, really under the radar, but somebody who I watched last year play basketball more than football, and that's Robert Stafford from O'Galley, who has like a 41-inch vertical. Talk about some of these under-the-radar kids. I mean, you know, that people don't know about, the Jackson Carvers and the Raul Garys and people like that.
Well, I think Jackson Carver, I mean, let's start with him. He's got one of the most unique profiles in the class of 2023. He's a kid that grew up playing hockey. I mean, there was a time when he thought his future might be in the NHL, and then it was lacrosse. He was committed to Notre Dame to play lacrosse, and he eventually gave football a try and found his way onto Miami's radar. And he's just another guy that can kind of stretch the field. And I mean, look at that tight end room for Miami, what they've been able to do. Jaleel Skinner, Elijah Arroyo, I think he's going to be the next guy up. You mentioned Robert Stafford. I mean, I think them getting him committed and when they did was such a big win. I mean, how many defensive backs over the years has Miami taken to the altar only to see them go somewhere else? And, Miami put the pressure on him right before July 4th, and Robert was initially going to wait until August to make a decision, but he ends up picking the Hurricanes. And I think I agree with you. He's a great athlete, everything you're looking for. You know, 4-5 on the lasers, can score on the basketball court. He's also a really good wide receiver. So I think that's impressive what they've done. I just want to see how much more Miami builds out this class. I don't think it's going to lack star power, but I'm just interested to see what group they get committed if we had to rank these kids, 10 through 25, because I think at the end of the day, what's going to make the difference for Miami is going to be depth. I mean, they're going to have star players, but they got to build out that 85, and that's what I'm interested to see over the next few months.
Yeah, I agree with you. Andrew Ivins joins us, 24/7 Sports. What about the Gators? Here's a program that a lot of people weren't paying attention to, no matter what anybody said, the Gator fans, because I know that they got kind of burnt over the last year or so and haven't recruited well. But they understand that Coach Napier is basically from the same stock as Mario Cristobal. He coached at Alabama with Nick Saban. He was at Clemson. So, and you saw what he did as a recruiter. And then all of a sudden in the last, 10, 12 days, he added to what he already had by coming up with a kid that you've seen a lot of from Miami Northwestern, a receiver, Andy Jean, and a kid that you and I saw last year at the West Orange Under Armour camp, Jordan Castell, who I think is really, really good. And that's on top of the Aiden Mizells from Boone and players like that, and the Tre'Von Webb, who we watched in the state championship game for Trinity Christian. Talk about that, because I think that the Gators have really, really put themselves in a position to do some really good things over the next couple of years.
Well, Blue, I would agree. I was up there a couple of weeks ago for Friday Night Lights, you know, Florida's premier camp, and it just felt different. You know, last year, Baylor quarterback commit Austin Novosad, who's turned into one of the hottest names in the country, he threw for Dan Mullen's staff at the same camp, and I don't think anyone knew who he was. That wouldn't have been the case this year. I mean, when Billy Napier was hired, he said he was going to bring in an army of people, and that army of people was on full display for Friday Night Lights. You know, it just felt like a big-time event. Kids were excited. They ended up landing a commitment from Andy Jean, and I think that's kind of a statement for the Gators. You know, it's been difficult for them to push into South Florida. They don't have a ton of coaches with South Florida ties, but they kept chipping away at Andy Jean. I think Billy Napier's relationship with Amari Cooper, remember he coached Amari Cooper at Alabama, right? That played a big factor in everything. And, you know, I think when you put Miami and when you put Florida side by side, the two differences in these recruiting classes is Miami, they got a ton of star power up at the front, but I don't know what's going to happen on the back end. With Florida, they might lack elite blue chip star power, but I think what they have done, you know, filling out that class 10 through 25 is impressive. They got a lot of traits-based prospects, a lot of guys that have the chance to play on Sundays one day are just going to need to be coached up.
Yeah, I agree with you. And FSU, as we know, getting a lot of four stars, obviously maybe nobody of that, the power of the kid Falk is obviously a marquee kid. And Lamont Green, who we had a chance to watch down here. And I think the two guys that they got that are really going to turn things around are Samuel Singleton, who had an opportunity to watch from upstate at Fleming Island, and also the Vandrevious Jacobs kid from Vero Beach. I think that in those two guys, they got some pretty good gems.
Strength of Florida State's class starts up front on the offensive line. Lucas Simmons, the offensive tackle out of Clearwater Academy International. He's from Sweden originally. I mean, this is a kid that's a legitimate 6'8". Grew up playing soccer, floorball, handball, all that stuff. So he is kind of what we're looking for these days. And who's we? I mean, evaluators and front offices. So I think he's got a chance to be a franchise left tackle for the Seminoles. And they haven't really had that. Right next to him in the class is Roderick Kearney out of the Jacksonville area, Orange Park. Another offensive lineman, you know, guy who could have played in the SEC or Big Ten. But he decided to go to Florida State, and I think that's because of the new offensive coordinator, Alex Atkins. So, you know, Florida State's in a sticky spot. They don't have much momentum on the recruiting trail. Mike Norvell enters year three on a warm seat, but they did add three really good point-of-attack players this summer, and Kearney, Simmons, and you mentioned him, Keldrick Falk. Hey, we know this game is won up front in the trenches, so I think they've done good given the circumstances.
Good stuff. Andrew, as always, thanks so much for stopping by. Let everybody know how they can follow you on social media.
Yeah, you guys can find me, Andrew_Ivins. I've also got a new YouTube project I'm working on the 24/7 Sports YouTube page. I got a show every Monday and Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, Preps to Pros, and we're just talking college football recruiting and trying to think big picture, you know, not get into the weeds and just what it means for the sport. So be sure to check
good
me
stuff
out there.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Congratulations on everything going, and we'll talk soon.
I'm sure I'll see you on a sideline here pretty soon, right? What, 2 more weeks,
yep.
Right?
Real? Yep. No, I can't wait. Thanks, Andrew.
I appreciate it, Blue.
All right. Andrew Ivins, 24/7.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.